It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. It is, it's cozy on a cold day, it's lovely on a sunny day, and it's just a great bar. I love it, I have to say. The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here at the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a message from a lady called Reina. And Reina is a Filipino who is living in Ireland and has lived in Ireland for a number of years. Reina works as a nurse in one of the biggest hospitals in Dublin. And Reina actually came to Ireland to work as a nurse. Anyway, have a listen to this. My name is Reina, and I love your podcast, and I would like you to talk about this. I'm living here in Ireland 9 years, and I'm from the Philippines. I work as a nurse, and she actually gave us the name of the hospital, but it's kind of irrelevant, and I work hard, but I feel that Irish racist people do not understand that. I get told many times to go back to my own country. It even happens if I'm standing at my bus stop in my scrubs from work. It's getting worse. Where I live, there are Irish flags flying, paint on walls saying foreigners go home. I want to tell Irish racists this. If all immigrants go home, your hospitals and health service are in big, big trouble. A woman in A&E last week got angry with me and told me that I am the reason that Irish people have to leave Ireland to get jobs in healthcare. Ireland is becoming a horrible place to live and work, and the racists need to know that they need us more than we need them, and there is nobody to look after their sick mothers if we go home. And that is from a lady called Reina. And I have to say, reading Reina's message, we got this message in last night, and reading Reina's message made me sick. And I'll tell you why. As you know, over a series of months, my mum was quite sick, and she was in hospital, and then she was in a nursing home, and sadly, obviously, she passed away in August. But in the 4 or 5 months that my mum was in hospital and nursing home care, I would say 70% plus of the healthcare workers that looked after my mum during her time in hospital were foreigners. I won't say every single one of them, but a huge percentage of them were foreigners. And one of them could well have been Reina, because she works in the hospital that my mum was in. Okay? And the point of this is Reina is now feeling that Ireland is a horrible place to live, that she's standing at a bus stop after working in a hospital in her scrubs. So it's as obvious as the day, as long as she's a nurse.
Not in Neanderthal, they're racist. They don't know the difference.
And she's been told several times in the last year or two, go back to where you came from, get out of our country, Ireland for the Irish, all that shite.
Yeah, so can I address this? Because a lot of you, and a lot of you have been saying since we put up Reina's message on Facebook, a lot of you have been saying, you're just not getting it, by the way, because you change your tune. People who are anti-immigration, you change the goalposts on a daily basis, okay? Because now lots of people are saying, oh, we don't mind people like Reina. We don't mind people like Reina. So they change it. It's only the unvetted people that we don't like. That's bollocks. And I'll say that to every single one of you.
The fact of the matter is,
sorry, just let me finish.
Even if you don't have a problem with somebody like Reina, you do have a problem with somebody like Reina, because she's getting shite standing at the bus stop.
So to say that you don't have a problem with working immigrants is absolute bollocks. And you're just moving the goalposts to suit your agenda yet again.
And we did an example a couple of weeks ago of an Indian man who had 7 shades of shite knocked out of him out in Tala. Yeah. And he was brought into this country by Amazon to work in Amazon here
and
in Ireland.
And people are still laughing about it.
And the point is, he had a skill set that we didn't have here, and Amazon brought this guy to work in Ireland. Okay?
Yeah.
And then he gets the shit kicked out of him. The fact is, he was a worker here in this country. He was working here legally. And the point that that Raina is making is, it's become a horrible place to live. It's become a horrible place to work. She is getting this day in and day out. Go back to where you came from. We are Ireland for the Irish. And
okay, so like Susan's message here, FFS, it's not the working class people that people are giving out about. It's the freeloaders. That's bollocks, Susan. That is absolute bollocks. I'm not talking about you. But I'm talking about generally, anti-immigration people do not differentiate between the vetted.
Oh, no, on paper they do. But when it comes to hurling abuse, if you look a bit foreign, you're going to get abused.
So if you're saying, and you're invited onto the show if you want to come on, if you're saying, oh, we don't have a problem with Raina, it's the unvetted, why is she getting abused then if you don't have a problem with her? And here's the thing, if people, and by the way, I'm anti-illegal immigration. Mm-hmm. Like I think most people are. I think you should have to show your passport. I've been saying this till I'm blue in the face here. But if it's only the unvetted military-aged men that you all have a problem with, if that's the only immigration you have a problem with, where does the phrase Ireland for the Irish come from then? What does that mean? Can someone explain to me?
That means if you're a foreigner, you're not welcome. That's exactly what that means.
What does Ireland for the... And that is the catch, or that is the slogan for that political group. What are they called again? A little midget man. What are they called?
The National Party or the...
Who cares? And that is their slogan, Ireland for the Irish. So what exactly then does Ireland for the Irish mean? So if it's only the unvetted military-age men that you have a problem with, yeah? And you're saying you don't have a problem with Raina, you do. Because any of those marches that you see happening in the city centre, which are fine, by the way, you have a right to protest. If you look at the flags, which are being... another thing I have a problem with. You say you're a patriot and you deface our national flag. You know, if you knew anything about it, you're never supposed to write anything on the Irish flag. But I have seen Irish flags saying, having Ireland is full written on them, yeah? They have Ireland for the Irish written on them. What the fuck? And sorry that I'm getting annoyed about this, and apologies for my language, but what the fuck does Ireland for the Irish mean? If you don't have a problem with Raina, who's working 18-hour shifts in a hospital...
Helping your mammy to get better.
Helping your mammy. What does Ireland for the Irish mean? Can someone tell me, before this podcast is out, rub your brain cells together. Yeah, rub your brain cells together and tell me what Ireland for the Irish means.
Now, I have to say, when I read Raina's message last night, I was embarrassed. I really was embarrassed to hear somebody who is caring for the people that we love in our hospital system, to hear her saying, Ireland is becoming a horrible place to live, and the racists need to know that they need us more than we need them, and if we leave, there is nobody to look after their sick mothers. I find that embarrassing. I really do. It's humiliating to hear somebody saying that about our country. And the fact of the matter is, Raina's probably right. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this. Let me bring in Mark from the USA with his opinion.
These people have come to Ireland for a better life, better paid jobs, much like Irish emigrating to all these other countries around the world have done. No difference. But I do think people's anger is more towards the illegal immigration rather than legal workers like these. And those who do target legal immigrants like these workers are just misdirecting their anger at a broken system.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Carl, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Carl?
How's it going? Yeah.
Good, thanks, Carl. You're in Australia.
Yeah.
And what did you want to say on this conversation?
What do I want to say? Why don't the government do something about bringing Irish nurses or doctors home or keeping them in the country?
Well, you could argue that a lot of them wanted to leave the country for a better life. I know, actually, of one particular nurse. Hang on.
Yeah, go on.
I know of one nurse that was trained in Dublin, and she is moving to Sydney in Australia in a few weeks. Not because she's going for the sun, basically. That's really it. She's going for the sunshine.
Well, my best mate's an ICU nurse in the States and has no desire to move back here because he's made a life over there, and he says his life is better over there than it is here. So he never turned around to me. He said, I can't go back to Ireland to work as an ICU nurse because
all
those Filipinos have robbed my job. He doesn't want to come back. This assumption that everybody wants to come back to Ireland, it's not that great a country, to be honest with you. I'd rather be doing this podcast in Sydney.
Yeah, sitting at Bondi Beach.
Yeah, completely. Yep. I don't want to be in misery, miserable Ireland with the shit weather and all that. So it's not always because of immigration.
You don't want to come out to Perth and talk to a lot of Irish families that had loved to be in Dublin or home with their family.
And why aren't they?
Where are they going to get housing? Where are they going to get jobs to pay like this?
But the problem with housing is nearly as bad in Australia.
Yeah, because of inward migration. They want to stop Irish coming in here. They want to stop Indians coming in here. They're cutting visa numbers. There's protests going on here weekly now as well. They do not want any more Irish coming here. They don't want any more Indians. They don't want any more inward migration.
The question is, Carl, you're basically saying this lady, this Filipino lady who is here 9 years working in one of the biggest hospitals in Dublin, and she's sick of the abuse that she's getting, the racist shite that she's getting. She says it's a horrible place to live and work now, and you're saying, well, bring home the Irish nurses.
No, I'm not saying she should be getting abused, or the nurses or the doctors don't deserve to be abused in any country, Irish, English, Indian, whatever they are. If the government's fault for bringing in too many people into the country when there's no housing, the more people you bring into a country, the more pressure it puts on services, whether it's any country in the world. So if you keep bringing people into the country, yes, you need more doctors, but you need more houses. There's groups of people able to get a group mortgage in Ireland and buy a house. No Irish couple can compete with that.
Okay, so let me ask you a question then. Why are you in Australia?
I'm in Australia because Meath County Council refused me planning permission twice on my own land. I'm here for the money because houses were out of reach in Ireland at 400,000 or 500,000. So I was in Australia. I went home for 6 years, gave it a go, and I left again in 2022.
Okay, so what would it take for you to come home? A cheap house?
There's never going to be a cheap house in Ireland again. No, I will come home, but I'm going to stay here as long as it takes not to have a 400 grand mortgage.
Okay, but the point is, you are in Australia for a better life, to earn better money, and because you think it's not as good here. Filipino nurse is in Ireland for the exact same reason.
Yes, and we're putting... Yeah, I understand that. But the whole thing is, there's too many people coming into the country. Now, she's there 9 years. It wasn't crazy like that 9 years ago. It's crazy now what's happening. There's too many Irish coming in here putting pressure on the Australian house market.
But the point that Raina is making is that this was a nice country to live in when she came here first, but it's not now because she's being lumped into the same category as every other illegal alien arriving into this country because she looks foreign. And that's her point, that the racism has spread to that extent that standing at a bloody bus stop on a Thursday afternoon after a long, long shift, she's getting shite from people passing by. Go back to your own country and all that shite.
Now, it's wrong, and it's the government that caused it.
It's the government that caused it. Because Raina came over here to work as a nurse?
No. It's Raina's there working as a nurse, but the government have drove people mad in the last 2 or 3 years by just filling every town and village with IPAS centres, asylum seekers coming in illegally, some of them criminals.
Okay, so you're saying that the shite that poor Raina is getting at the bus stop when she's standing there in her scrubs on her way home from work, people saying, go back to your own country and all that rubbish, you're saying that's the government's fault?
You're taking it out of context here. The government didn't listen. No, the government have caused the problem in the last few years, and you can see the sentiment rising then where everyone's going to get abuse. And it's the same nearly for Irish here now.
Okay, so
if you go to look at a house here in Australia, the Australians do not want to see you coming to look at a house. because the pressure is on here as well. The pressure is on here. The pressure is on in the UK. The pressure is on everywhere because of inward migration. She doesn't deserve abuse. No nurse deserves abuse. Nobody deserves abuse. But the government have caused the problem and they keep hiding away from it.
Well, no, the with regards to HSE and filling positions within the health service, we need, I mean, this is not me making this up. This is not pro-immigration commentary. We need... Like, that's why they do these, and I didn't realise, Adrian, you were saying that they do these things abroad.
Recruitment drives, because they need staff, yeah.
They need, and you just walk into any Irish hospital and you'll see that the people, not only foreign nationals.
They need staff because there's pressure on the services because there's too many people coming into the country, the same as there is too many coming into Australia.
And
I kind of am.
You're blaming the government on everything. Who's at fault in Australia? The Australian government at fault because you're there?
Yeah, they are. There's too many Irish coming in here as well. Too many English. You're missing the point. Like, next you'll tell me that Jim Gavin doesn't owe that €3,300.
No, I'm not going to argue that. Even Jim says he does, but...
No, but the point is...
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not one bit racist. I work with different nationalities here, but I'm just saying it's the pressure on, and the Irish can't get houses, and they think the people are, they see the people are being housed before them. They see hotels being taken over in towns by outpost centres, and nobody listening.
So I agree with all that, but that is not... Raina is not an asylum seeker. She's not a refugee. She is a professional woman who came
here. Yeah.
So she's a professional.
No, my point was more as to what's going on with the illegal side of things, not Raina or...
No, but this is...
But the point is, Carl, and this is the point that Raina is trying to make, is because she is Filipino, because she looks a little bit different, she is being lumped into the same category of foreigner, and therefore liable to be abused on the street. And that's what's happening to her. The point I'm making is that the point that Raina is making is the racist rhetoric has become so bad, everybody is suffering for it, including somebody like her working to keep your mammy alive in hospital.
And like the ghast thing is, those people who are out marching with the flag saying Ireland has fallen, Ireland for the Irish and all that, yeah? They... at some stage will end up in an Irish hospital and will end up in the care of somebody like Raina. And I suppose that's just the point that she's trying to make, that there is a difference between immigration and illegal immigration. So can
yes,
we
not- we're on about the illegal side of immigration here, not legal. Anyone that's coming in
what does Ireland for the Irish mean? Why is that written on flags?
I'm not there, lad. I wasn't out marching with a flag for Irish.
I know, but what do you think that slogan means? Because it's used by a lot of patriots. Ireland for the Irish. What does that mean?
It probably means Irish first, house the Irish first over the world and quit bringing in people. But
and unfortunately,
I don't know why
unfortunately,
I'm not marching in Ireland.
Somebody like Raina is falling victim to that sort of rhetoric. Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Good lads, thanks for having me on again.
What do you want to say on this, Martin? Poor Raina, she's a nurse in one of the biggest hospitals in Dublin, actually a hospital that my own mam was in before she passed away. Raina may well have cared for my mother, and she is being subject to racist shite on her way home from work nearly every day. Now, what's going on here?
Well, firstly, it's absolutely disgusting that woman is enduring. But Jeremy there, I must be one of the people Jeremy thinks is talking bollocks, because from the get-go, ever since I started contributing to this podcast, I've always said, if you want to come here and work, no problem. You come here and work. You want to come here and scrounge, you want to come here, throw away your passport, fuck right off. But Jeremy's saying that people saying that are talking shite. No, they're not talking shite. And the way you're saying there now as well, that, oh, you can't blame the government. So what's changed since Raina?
Sorry, I didn't say you can't blame the government. I never said that, because I know...
Adrian said it there.
Oh, no, because our friend Marky is going to town now. You can see the comments coming in from Mark. They're subsidised by the government. He has his head so far down this rabbit hole. They're subsidised by the government. They won't speak out about the government. I will say this now, Mark, and you can record this. You can press record on your little fucking phone now and record this so you have a recording. The government did fuck up immigration in Ireland. Adrian, do you want to back that up as well?
Yes.
Go on, go against your paymasters and say it. Go on. No, no, stop laughing.
No.
There are clowns that actually believe that we're
I have always said, and I will say this till the day I die, anybody arriving into this country without a passport should be fucked straight back out again.
Yeah, we've said
they
this.
They literally should be thrown back
we've
on the plane.
We've literally said this to where the government has fucked up the immigration system in Ireland. Yes, would you agree?
But someone that come in with passports should be fucked on the plane and off again, like if they're from
Okay, let me ask you, because you're an Englishman here, are you offended by the slogan Ireland for the Irish? Because you're not Irish, so that pretty much means you shouldn't be here either.
Yeah, I mean, I should clear off too. Yeah, it doesn't really offend me. I don't get offended by too much.
But that's what that slogan says to me. And I mean, I'm not a stupid man, I'm an educated man. When I see a slogan that says Ireland for the Irish, what that says to me is Irish only. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it says to me too. You won't hear me denying that.
Yeah, okay, well, and I'll always get honesty, and that's why I love you, Martin, because I'll always get honesty from you. At least you're honest enough to admit that that slogan actually means rain, it doesn't belong here.
Yeah, people do think that. I don't think that, but you're on about your man, that Barrett fella. He is a fucking scumbag. Like, I seen him there at the protest. Your man Ezra Levant was trying to talk to him, and he told him, I don't talk to Jews. So, do you know... What does that mean? And Ezra Levant would be kind of a commentator, I don't know if you've heard of him or not, that would be on the right side of the political spectrum. So he'd probably agree with a lot that Barrett says, but he just doesn't like Jews. So but you don't mind talking about him, lads, because he's a fucking nutcase. Do you know what I mean? But like when you're talking about the average person that has concerns about immigration, I mean, you can't really say that they're racist, like. Like, and you have to kind of blame the government partly for this.
I blame the government. I don't blame the government for racism. People are either racist or they're not racist. I mean, why am I not racist, Martin? Why are you not racist? Why is Adrian not racist?
Obviously, half a brain.
Yeah, but there you go. But my point
but
is...
Here, talk about half a brain. Here's somebody without a fully functioning brain. I want to read this message out, okay? This is after really annoying me. This is Kieran. And Kieran, you've been invited onto the podcast, but you seem to have some bullshit reasons that you can't.
There we go, yep.
Anyway, here's what Kieran says. Ireland is being replaced, and you two are part of the problem. The money is more important to you clowns. Working with the WEF, I don't know what the WEF is. But
what's the WEF, Martin?
I don't know what the WEF is. Any idea, Martin?
World Economic Forum.
Oh, okay.
I was about to say, what are we working for, wrestlers?
We're working for the World Economic Forum. We didn't even know that, but...
I don't even know who they are.
How you even sleep in your bed at night is beyond me.
Oh my God.
I've listened to enough of your bullshit for one day. In the care... to be poisoned just like 6 years ago, but your mask on and...
That's a nut job.
Kieran, seriously, man.
Yeah, get your meds.
Take
your meds, please. Thank you. That's what you're dealing with.
The point is, Martin, that it is gobshites like that fool who are giving somebody like Raina dog's abuse as she stands at a bus stop after a 14-hour shift.
But I don't think, Martin, you're agreeing that the abuse is wrong. Like, I'm just thinking, she's after finishing. I don't even know what shift a nurse does. It's a lot longer than I've ever done. Say they do it in a 16-hour shift, and Raina's eyes are popping out of her head, Martin. She's after looking after four Irish grannies. And after making sure that they're all okay, they have their meds and all that. And you know the care you get in Irish hospitals is amazing. And then she's standing at a bus stop going home after a day and a half working a shift, and some scumbag is telling her to go back to her own country. That must really kick you in the stomach, like.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it does. Like, and I don't agree with abuse of anyone. Like, you know, my thoughts on immigration, like, I do pass by an IPAS centre and I do see them coming out with the fucking burqas on and everything. And I just fucking shake my head because I can't stand to see it. But I'd never wind down the window and shout at someone, like, do you know what I mean? Because it's not their fault that they're being given a fucking free pass to come here. It's not their fault fucking Rod Licker-O'Gorman put out on Twitter, come here for everyone, in their language. Like, do you know, don't blame them, blame the fucking system, like.
But unfortunately, it is people like Raina who are suffering as a result of some people throwing every foreigner into the same category, and therefore they're worthy of abuse. And as Jeremy said, this Ireland for the Irish thing just plays to that narrative. Let me bring in Jonathan with his opinion.
Good afternoon, boys. Sorry I can't come on. Yeah, just to answer Jeremy's question, my interpretation of Ireland belongs to the Irish is to remind this government who and what they're supposed to represent, because they seem to forget this on a regular basis. So they need reminding. That's to my mind, that's what that means. Yes, we want people coming in that can do a job. They have a skill set. They have a toolbox. Come on and give us a hand. But as we keep on saying, it's illegal immigration that's the problem. Military-aged men stabbing and fighting and killing and kicking each other and getting drunk all over the place, adding to the hospital crisis in this country. And that girl didn't say she was getting abused on a daily basis. She said some girl at a bus stop had a go at her. Not nice. Some girl had a go at you outside the shop a couple of weeks ago over your views. Not nice. Stick to what was said, Jeremy. Stick to what happened instead of just trying to overinflate everything and make things more than they should be. Have a good show.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Eric, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eric?
I'm good, lad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Eric. What did you want
have
to say on this?
Have we spoken before, by the way, Eric?
Oh, we have, yeah, we have.
I thought I recognized your voice.
Anyway, what did you want to say on this?
First off, I'll just lead off with this. Like, you asked the question, what do people mean by Ireland for the Irish? So I'd ask you, Jeremy, what do people mean when they say Ireland for all?
So what do people mean when they say what?
Ireland for all.
I can't answer that question because I've never said that slogan, but I presume they mean open borders. Is that what they mean? Is it a phrase used by the left?
So it's a phrase used by the left, and we see it practically now everywhere. We see it even on TV advertisements with Ireland for all. Ireland for the Irish. My interpretation of Ireland for the Irish would be is that it is to remind the government that Ireland actually predominantly belongs to the Irish. So, our ancestors...
But does that mean then, Eric, that somebody like Reina is not really welcome here?
No, it doesn't, because you see, this is the narrative that the far left like to spin, that that's what Ireland for the Irish means. But it's not. What it actually means is that we're reminding people that Ireland here is a land that has been fought for. It's never actually had its own self-determination. So when we say fought for it, we've never actually had it. You know. So Ireland for the Irish comes from Patrick Pearse, right? And it's a continuation from that, where we should be able to determine our own destiny. We should be actually able to determine what our immigration laws is, not from an EU. Master telling us that we have a quota to take, and those idiots up in Dáil Éireann acting like puppets for them and agreeing with that. So we're trying to remind everybody internationally as well that this is our country.
It is our country, obviously, but even though we're an island, no country's an island. We do need people coming in, we need tourists, we rely on tourism. You know, this whole thing where people say close the borders, don't let anybody in, don't let American tourists in, don't let anybody in, nobody can come in. We can't survive without other countries.
We may not be able to survive without other countries, but like one of the things you have to ask yourself is why is it so many illegal foreign immigrants come to this country and take up healthcare jobs and our Irish lads have to leave? So it's not to blame on the foreigners, but there's an incentive for the foreigners to come here. It's a lucrative move for them to come to Ireland.
I can only speak for people now I know, including my best mate, Adrian, who you know, who left Ireland during the 80s, during the shit times, and has made a life for himself over in America. He doesn't want to come back anymore. He's got a life over there.
I understand that, but we're not in the 80s now. We're in 2025.
Sorry, I have another friend who lives an hour outside Sydney, and she's working as a nurse over there, and she won't come back. You know why she won't come back? She loves spending Christmas Day on Bondi Beach. That's exactly what she does. That's the reason she doesn't.
I understand that, but that's an individual, right? And you have to look at just during COVID, right? I'm not going on about COVID in particular, but I'm on about the Irish nurses who are asking to be incentivized to return home to work. The government refused that. They had to come back and pay for their own healthcare. Well, we had foreign immigrants that were here legally, absolutely, but they were being put up by the government to continue their work. Now, that is an incentive for the foreign immigrant to be here and for the Irish national not to be here.
Okay, so do you believe that somebody like Reina, who is working here as a nurse in one of the biggest hospitals in Dublin, is actually responsible for robbing some Irish person's job?
I never said that she robbed some Irish person's job. What are you saying here?
Is she holding a job that an Irish person should be doing?
she's holding a job that another person potentially could be filling. And the way I look
okay,
at it...
Okay, then why do you think somebody like Raina was recruited? She was recruited in a recruitment drive in the Philippines 9 years ago because we didn't have enough nursing staff, so we had to look abroad for nursing staff.
So think back to 9, 10 years ago and how many Irish nurses left this country.
And continue to do.
But that's what I'm saying here is why are these Irish nationals leaving our country? The reason being is because there is no incentive for them to stay here. There is an incentive gone out across international waters to tell people to come here because it's more lucrative for them. And that's proof. That's proof in the house purchases when we see that Indian nationals are taking up a majority of the high prices of houses in Ireland. And it's lucrative for them to come here and get those houses because they have the money in their pockets because they're able to come in here with the incentive. The Irish lad is not able to do that. The Irish nurse starting her trade here doesn't have that availability to be able to do that. So the incentive is not in her or his direction. It's in the foreign immigrant's direction. And it may be not on the foreign immigrant, but it's certainly someone in this government. And the more people call people like me racist or anyone else for stating these facts, the worse it's going to get. You know, it's going to get worse on the streets for people like Raina when nobody is sitting down to have a proper discussion. As soon as somebody talks about it, they're called a racist, far right or whatever else.
Okay, so back to Raina. I'm Raina here 9 years, and after 9 years living here, she now believes the country is becoming a horrible place to live, and the races need to know that that they need us more than we need them, and without us, there is nobody to look after your sick mammy in hospital. Yeah. That's exactly what she said. Now,
I'll answer that, and I will say Ireland has gone a horrible place to live for people like me that are an Irish nationalist, pro-Irish. Because of my opinion and trying to speak out on things, I got sacked from my job. I can't get a job. I'm unemployed the past 3 years because they opened my mouth and said, hey, there's something wrong here.
Can you just throw the dog a bone? Because I really want to hear what you're saying. But the dog, that's the loudest bark I've ever heard in a dog. Did you post, was it because you got involved in a march or did you post something on social media?
It was because I stood in the local elections. So I actually tried to go the real route and actually put this course on the table and put myself on offer. I ended up losing my job.
Did you stand as an independent or did you party back?
I stood as an independent. I don't believe in party politics.
Okay, what platform were you standing on? What were you saying?
What was I saying? I was saying common sense. So I was looking for immigration to be looked at both legally and illegally because it is the country that we were in. I want the Irish diaspora to start returning here. Any amount of them that want to come back. I know plenty of them that want to come back, so the incentive needs to be good for them.
Okay, can I just say one thing to you, Eric? You shouldn't have been sacked from your job because I don't believe in cancel culture, but I will say the proviso to that is cancel culture works both ways. The far right in England at the moment are trying to get Gary Neville cancelled. The far right who've been out marching for the last couple of years in the UK, they're taking away our right to free speech. That's all they keep on saying. Free speech. And these same people, these same far right, these Tommy Robinson sheep that have been trying to keep free speech in the UK are now trying to cancel Gary Neville because of the comments that he made yesterday. They want him banned. You could see them all on Twitter yesterday. I'm going to cancel my Sky Sports if you don't cancel. Here, lad, you use it. Cancel culture works both ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, look, I don't believe in cancel culture on either end, but like, you have to understand that there's people that have been cancelled for the past 5, 10 years because of the left, and the left have been calling for it. And now it's a taste of their own medicine. You know, so, like, I do understand it in that regard. I don't agree with it. But, like, with regards to...
I'm sure Adrian agrees with me. You shouldn't have lost your job because you wanted to run in the local election. Would you agree, Adrian?
Well, I'm curious to know what you said in a public place that got you sacked.
Well, you see, I wasn't saying anything in a public space, and that I have a WRC case that I brought.
And that's still ongoing, is it?
No, it's not. I lost on a balance of probability that they couldn't tell if these people were releasing me on because of my rhetoric or not. Now, you know, so.
Sorry, are you there, Eric? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
the noise of the dog is unbearable.
We do want to keep you on because I don't want people saying, oh, you cut him off because he didn't suit the narrative. There's no one,
it's the dog.
Go into another room and we'll come back to you in a second. That's why I never have a dog. Do you have a dog?
Yeah, I have two dogs.
I couldn't put up with that.
But they don't bark like that.
Oh, yeah. Like, why is the dog barking?
I don't know.
But there's some dogs that have a worse bark than others.
Yes, some dogs' barks go through your head. Eddie!
How are you, lads? Good topic. Sorry to hear that lady has gone through a tough time living in Ireland. I want her here because she has a skill that we have a shortage of and she's contributing to our society. But here's the caveat. On the Global Peace Index, there's 163 countries. Ireland is ranked second most peaceful country in the world to live in. Philippines is 105th. So if you're not happy here, maybe go home. And it's a horrible thing to say, but you get one life. Spend it somewhere where you're happy. And if you're not happy here, well then, go somewhere else. It will be a massive loss to us, but like I say, if I'm not happy with my life for changing circumstances, so she should do the same. It'd be a loss to us, but that's just what it is. You get one life, live it.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, we're talking about Raina, who is a nurse in one of the biggest hospitals in Dublin. I've already mentioned she works in the same hospital that my mum was cared for before she passed away. And it's quite likely that Raina was one of the nursing staff that actually looked after my mum. And Raina believes Ireland has become a horrible place to live now. Racists need to know that they need us more than we need them. This lady gets abuse even standing at the bus stop in her scrubs after work, which is just pathetic. It's embarrassing.
People are saying, and I know when we posted podcast, if you're listening to this podcast now online and you'll see some of the comments on social media, and people were saying, if you don't like it, go home. If you don't like it, go home. That's pathetic to say.
But if every Raina working in our health system packed up and left, we're fucked.
If your granny...
We are literally screwed.
If your granny has a stroke, Raina won't be there to look after. And the gas thing is, and I go back to my mate who works as an ICU nurse in the States, not once... In all the years he's worked in hospitals in the States, not once was he ever told, go back to your own country. Not once was he told that. Not once was he ever told, you're taking the job of an American person.
Now, Khalid, you are an IT professional working here in Ireland.
Hi, Adrian. Yep, I am indeed. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly, yep. Now, and what did you want to say on this conversation?
Just to give you a background, the other day I completed 25 years here in Ireland, and I came here when the Celtic Tiger was roaring and, you know, everything was shiny. And it was really, really good days, and a lot of IT consultants were needed here. I'm originally from Pakistan. What has happened over the years, like I do hear what... Like native Irish, some of the native Irish people, they kind of, you know, give out about people coming over and abusing the system. Yes, it is a fact as well. Unfortunately, people have abused locals as well as non-locals. So we should not close our eyes from that side as well. Now, coming to what is happening lately, it's a global trend. It's not something only happening in Ireland. It's happening in England, Sydney. You see in America, I see when the current Trump regime has come into power. And the reason I personally see is like, unfortunately, like, you know, people's sentiments, they have been exploited and they're being used as pawns or tools here, you know, to join these marches. And kind of, you see there is a method in this madness here. The kind of things that we have seen in happening in Talat on Dalkin, or even on O'Connell Street, where, you know, some youth would appear out of nowhere and target a foreigner. And first of all, they'll accuse him, oh, we have seen your social media, such and such video of yours, you're a pedophile, this and that. And then they start
Which is exactly what happened to that Indian man in Tala a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I run a few social media groups, and honestly speaking, it's not only few, there are quite a few, some people are too afraid to come, you know, at the front.
Let me ask you a question then, Khalid. You're here many years, you're here since the Tiger years.
I'm not sure if you said that because I didn't hear. Did you come?
No, I do. Yeah, I came here in 2000. Yep, I came here in 2000.
Did you come here legally or illegally?
I came here work permit. I'm an IT consultant, and currently I can't obviously mention name of my company.
But it's a big IT firm.
I'm working for at the moment as well.
Okay, so the company transferred you to Ireland. Is that the case?
No, the platform I was working for, the IT technology, it was being used by various Irish organizations here. So I was okay.
So you had a skill that we needed here in Ireland, basically. That's the bottom line. Okay. Exactly like the man who was attacked in Tallow a couple of weeks ago, was brought into this country by Amazon.
Because he had a skill set
that they needed in IT, actually.
So Khalid, the lady
who sent us the message, Raina, she says in her message, and she's here 9 years, not as long as you are, but she said, Ireland has become a horrible place to live in the last number of years. Has it for somebody like you?
Yeah, unfortunately, things are not safe for the foreigner. Let's put it this way. You know, let's soft tone the word. Because things are still under control, I'd say. And we need some cool heads from both the sides, sit together and see who is causing the issue and not target, you know, innocent people on the street. Because before these things get out of control and you see fights occurring on the streets between, you know, native Irish people and foreigners. And so strong words should not be used, you know, from either side, I'd say. Yeah, there are grievances by local Irish people, which needs to be addressed as well. And I have full sympathy for that as well. And honestly speaking, anywhere you go in the world, and if natives of that country seek people, you know, coming in thousands and then exploiting the system, that will stir up the things. And that's what the far right is actually targeting at the moment.
Okay, so do you feel that Ireland is not as nice a country as it was when you came here first?
I won't say that. You know, it's like my kids have grown up here. My daughter has graduated from RCSI. She's a doctor working in a hospital. My other daughter is doing master's in biomedical sciences. And I love this country. I don't want to use these words for it. Okay. So I still think things have changed a bit, but it's not horrible or anything like that, you know, as people are saying, yes, somebody... If I have to go through that experience, I would definitely give out about it as well. But as a country in general, you know, you are free to express your opinion. Things are a lot better than many parts of the world. So I wouldn't say that. No, personally, I wouldn't, you know.
Okay, so you do you feel in any way unsafe? Have you had negative comments made towards you?
That's part of the package. Ireland is going through this transition phase at the moment. How long is it since foreigners started arriving in bulk here? Maybe 30 years at the most, or 25 years, I'd say. So still going through that phase. People, with the passage of time, these things, and that's anywhere in the world. If you look at the history, you know, these things, you know, they do take time. These things. So my request to both the sides would be, you know, to calm down and sit together, you know.
Okay, but sorry, what you said a second ago, Khalid, was when I asked you, have you been subject to any issues at all, you more or less said, well, it's par for the course. It's to be expected almost.
Well, for example, if I'm going on the street and sometimes, you know, so you do find a comment thrown by some... youngster or something like that. And I'll give you another example. Maybe that will help you understand. I remember now this is about 2004 or 5. I was in the city center and like a kind of addict kind of person, you know, he asked me for a fag and I refused and he started abusing me or anything like that. And I was speaking to an Irish friend of mine and he said, look, unfortunately, these are economically deprived people and they have their own issues. They would do the same to a native Irish person as well. Don't take it as a racist comment or anything. But for example, like my family, my girls, they wear hijab and things like that. A few times in the city center, We did face some issues, but nothing.
But it sounds like it's like water off a duck's back to you, that it doesn't really bother you.
It does bother bother. It does bother. But what I'm saying is trying to things under keep the things under control. As I repeat, people need to sit together. You know, both the sides. But I don't like Irish people being used by these international powers out of the country, and they poor people, they don't even know who's controlling them. You know, there is a method in madness. The kind of protests and these things that are happening. Who's sponsoring them? You know, who's funding these things? It's not local. It's an international agenda. And
I kind of agree with you, Eric. Did you want to come back in on what you're hearing here?
If I'm hearing right, there's an allegation that the alleged far right have been funded in Ireland by international means.
That's what Khalid believes. Yep.
It's not allegation. It's just opinion.
Hold on a minute. That is absolutely ludicrous. I've been involved in the nationalist movement for the past 5 years, right? And I've been involved in speaking out with politics for a lot longer. And this is more of a grassroots movement than anybody else thinks. So people can look at what they see on social media or on X, or they can look at a character, say the likes of a Justin Barrett or a Derek Bloy, a Herman Kelly, or anyone that's out there, Maliki Steenson or anyone else. But the actual fact is that this is people in communities and cities across Ireland that have themselves come outside their doors and have themselves start opening their mouth on their opinion. Now, for people to keep on going down the road, but I was walking down the street and somebody said a remark to me. I was sitting at home and my Taoiseach went on the TV and called me and my kids a mongrel. So we can't keep on going down this road. He said this and start talking about words. There's actual issues in this country. And the fact is that people like me and every one of the rest of us that have been out there doing anything in communities, trying to even get discourse on the table, have been called racist and been pulled around by Garda. Then what we get is we get foreign immigrants that go on to mainstream media. They come out with narratives that they're constantly the victim, and nobody ever speaks about people like me being a victim of losing my job, or John next door that got assaulted by a foreign immigrant, or someone down the road that got their car burnt out by a far left activist. But that doesn't make the news. It's consistently the one-way narrative the whole time. And that's why people on the streets are getting frustrated. That's why Leo Varadkar can't walk down the street, because it happened during COVID as well. People like me, when we didn't want to take vaccines, we were kicked to the curb. We were told you can't go to work, you can't go on holiday, you can't do this, you can't do that. What do we want? We want it all the one way, and then people like us that have an opinion and are trying to bring back some sort of a balance and come away from left and right and hit in the centre somewhere so we can have a bit of a discourse and bring things to the table. It's impossible at the minute, because what we have is the media have overtaken it, the political class have overtaken it, and people like me then, when we go out and raise a flag, we're called racist.
But then you have clowns like the message I read out earlier on, accusing an independent podcast, which is what this is. It's an independent, not government funded podcast run by two guys who used to work on the radio, and we get accused of taking backhanders only because they don't like what we're saying.
Actually,
which is ridiculous.
Let me ask you, Eric, because I like talking to you, you're a very level headed man. Do you believe we're getting paid by the government to spin their narrative?
I don't think personally that you're paid to spin a narrative, but obviously people have an apprehension about any media source at the minute, because we know for a fact that the media have been curtailing my voice and every other person's voice.
You're speaking to us today, aren't you?
We never curtail you.
The only thing that nearly curtailed your conversation was the dog.
Yeah, the dog needs to be curtailed.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks,
Eric. Let me bring in one final.
And the gas thing is to those people, you know, the Mark Hankeys and all that, who believe we're paid for government. What was shills or shrills? What's that word?
Shills. Yeah.
If that were the case, yeah. If we were collecting brown envelopes, we wouldn't be allowed to put someone like Eric on.
No, I know that. That's a bit I just don't understand.
In fact, if you listen back to this podcast, and do listen to it a few times, actually. Keep listening to it.
Let the ads play.
Yeah, if you listen back to this podcast, you will hear that the majority of the calls that were on were more right-leaning than left-leaning.
Correct.
Now, if we were paid for government shills, Simon Harris will be on the phone then saying, Jeremy, you put the wrong calls on the podcast today, so you're not getting your payments.
Here is Neil.
Lads, there's a lot of foreign people getting abused in this country now because of a lot of migrants are here, and they're believing that they're migrants as well. And unfortunately, the scumbags are actually doing it to these people because they're believing they're migrants. Now, yes, the government has caused all this, if you ask me. They've brought so many thousands of people in. They've homed them. They've housed them. They've done what they have to do for the medical care, free transport and all that. Now, we've no problem with migrants coming in here, getting jobs and doing what they have to do and claiming asylum, and then they get the asylum. And they're fairly grand and there's no trouble with them whatsoever. But the government have caused this, if you ask me. People going around calling other people names because of a different race, because they believe they're probably migrants, or maybe, you know, it's just the way it is. Unfortunately, I think it's horrible. I think it's wrong, and I think it's only scumbags that are doing that. But unfortunately, that is the way it is. The government have done this to the people. People are so frustrated and angry. People are saying mad shit to people that don't look like, you know, the Irish race. They look different race. People are coming up and saying stuff to them, which, as I said, but that's the way it is, unfortunately, and it is wrong what they're doing.
All right, Neil, thank you.
Always the voice of reason.
He can be at times. And finally, Darren.
Adrian, remember a few months ago I said to you on a topic that your class is a far-right racist now if you go down the street with an Irish flag, and you laughed at me, said that was bullshit. Here we fucking are.
Thank you, Darren. And thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.